When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey, Bird Gang, this is your boy, former Cardinal Jeremy Bridges. Tune into the number one podcast on the web, my show, JB and Ben Able Review, right here on KSRN Arizona.
What's up, good people? Episode 215 of the motherfucking JB and Benny Blue Review. Ooh, he's even shocked himself. I can't believe we made
it. Episode what now?
Episode 215. Shout out to Nashville, Cashville,
Tennessee. Cashville,
Tennessee. Oh, pardon me, it was 215. That's Philly, my bad.
That's right. 215. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Meek Mill. Shout out to, 415 is Tennessee. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Meek Millie, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the city of Philly, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shout out to Freeway, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Beans. Mm-hmm. He's had a birthday, by the way, right? Beans have a birthday. Something like that.
So, fellow Pisces, like your boy.
Yeah, I mean, yada da, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's only a matter of time, you know what I'm saying? We let y'all Pisces do y'all thing, but it's only a matter of time before the season of the realm, the damn realm is upon us. Somebody the other day, one of my homegirls I follow on Instagram, literally posted a post that says, oh my God, it's almost Aries season with the eye roll. Like, what? Come on, man, you hating on the crew, like, mm-hmm. We just over here chilling, you know what I'm saying? We side swiping and got hit in the head with the, hold up, man, what you mean? We ain't even think about you, what you got going on. I guess some Aries have done you wrong in the past. And I apologize on behalf of all Aries, if for all you ladies out there.
Scorn woman. Scorn by the Aries.
With these phenomenal men that are Aries men. Shout out to all the women in the world, you know what I'm saying? International Women's Day was yesterday. Shout out to all the beautiful, beautiful women in the world. Mm-hmm. Mamas, aunties, sisters, you know what I'm saying, nieces, all that good stuff, man, you know what I'm saying, with the world, you know what I'm saying, as the world, in the words of the great James Brown, this is a man's world, but there would be nothing, all right, without a woman or a girl, right, you know what I'm saying, so shout out to all the lovely women out there, this is JB and Benny Blue Review, man, episode 215, all the way live, you know what I'm saying, you can follow us on all social media platforms at JB and Benny Blue. Hey, we got a TikTok page. Is it the same thing, Benny? Hey!
Bam! Same thing. TikTok's starting to pop, baby. Getting them views. Bam.
You can see, you know what I'm saying, clippets and snippets from our podcast. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to our content creator, man. This cat's doing a phenomenal job. I'm super excited about it. Also, you know what I'm saying? Again, check us out at JB and Benny Blue on Ticking and Talking. Okay, follow us on our individual IG pages at 73KingJB73 and at Benny Blue Eyes. All right, you know, we follow back if you got love. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing some positive shit, if you don't, you get with you. You know what I'm saying? Don't be following just to be no fucking troll. We don't do that shit. Right. You get blocked quick. Blocked. Right. You know what I'm saying? You can catch this podcast on everything. All right, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You know what I'm saying? Like, subscribe, share. 5-star reviews on Apple. We need those. Love those. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, man. Show us love. Go back and catch for past episodes. Now, we're available out here in the desert, man. CasualSports.com. Yeah, we live stream in the desert. We do that. And the Believe Podcast Network, because damn it, we believe, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all our sister podcasts on Believe Podcasting Network. You can catch my podcast every other Tuesday at this point. So not this Tuesday, which you mean yesterday. Next Tuesday coming, we will do another live stream. The Burning Bridges Podcast, man. Check us out, man. Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. You can catch us on Twitter, man. AAT Sports _ and AAT. That's all about the Birds family, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. Again, the city of Philly repping. You know what I'm saying? I feel bad for y'all over there in the East. You know what I'm saying? Because it's cold over there, right?
Yeah. To say the least.
it's a little chilly over there now. You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, it's a little chilly for Arizona weather right now, Benny, but I'll take it, all right?
Right.
I'll take it.
Listen, man, besides the weather, it might be cold over there, but it's hot in these NFL streets. Ooh, buddy, we got a lot to talk about that. Aaron Rodgers coming back, Russell Wilson, mega deal, Carson Wentz flying the coop, Calvin Ridley, NFL Combine, and a whole lot of mo. At any point, please drop in a comment or question. I promise you we will
check it out.
Whatever you want to talk about. In the meantime, let's shout out our folks, man. You see what JB's rocking. Valley Boys Association clothing. Go to valleyboysassociation.com and use code podcast22 for 20% off your order. They got the gear for you, baby. JB said it. He said it last episode, or maybe the episode before. All summer, he's rocking Valley Boys. All right? So get ready. Mm-hmm, he's going to be out. Mm-hmm. You're going to see the flicks flicking.
You're going to see the tanks. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see this, you know what I'm saying? The shouts with the quads popping. You know what I'm saying? What? We're out here. You know what I'm saying?
And work put in to show off the quads. Oh, my God.
Put the work in to show it off, baby. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, for those of you watch the story, you know, did you earn that drink? Follow JB.
You better earn it.
Hey, man, speaking of putting the work, shout out. Happy birthday, Tim. His birthday was yesterday. Our guy, it's Tim DeBye.
Tim, happy birthday, brother.
Hello, Pisces. You know what I'm saying? Give him a birthday present by heading over to timandspy.com. If you need a new or pre-owned vehicle, holler at him. Text REVIEW to 515-444-7003. Make sure you tell him that we sent you.
That's right.
Follow him at It's Tim to Buy on Instagram for all new inventory coming in for the car of your goddamn dreams. Any sponsorship questions or hate mail, get at us, jbandbennyblueReview@gmail.com. Bam. All right, man. We got a lot to get to, so let's get to it. Right now, JB had some thoughts. We talked about this in our patent production meeting and just kind of offline in general over the week. JB needs to blame on the state of the goddamn NFL Combine that just occurred in Indy. Dr. Bridges, what is your thoughts on this dog and pony show, as it's known, for the checking out these prospects coming into the league? What are your thoughts about the state of the NFL Combine currently?
Bigger, stronger, faster, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not too much burning today. I'm just kind of giving some props, all right? I think we had more 4.2s ran in the combine, this 2020 combine, in the combine history, right? I think we had the best times in the 40 with the big men since my draft year of 2003, all right? Now, I didn't have one of those times in the combine, so don't be looking towards me. I did run a 4.9. I did run a 4.9 in pro day, but I ain't had one of the 4.9.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I can get up and groove a little bit, but, you know, the combine is nerve-wracking, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of those gigantic human beings, like the kid from Georgia, you know what I'm saying, runs 4.8. Right, that kid is 6'6", he weighs 340-something pounds. Yowza, right? Again, 4.2s out the wazoo, 4.3s. It's kind of becoming a normal thing, right?
Right.
So I'm going to say shout out to all of these trainers. Now, of course, that's God-given ability one, but I'm going to give a shout out to all these trainers who these kids are working with, because I had an older cat, and we talked about it. He was like, man, he was like, what are they doing? He was like, I don't know. He said, are the kids evolving? I said, that's that. I said, but technology's evolved, right? So the way that they train these young men and the way that they harp on mobility, you know what I'm saying?
Mitch,
right, there you go, Mitch. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. So the way that these kids train and the focus on mobility and range of motion when it comes to their running patterns and so on and so forth, this is the reason why these guys are getting faster. So shout out to their speed coaches and their strength coaches and the people that are getting them ready for the combine. The combine is going to be what the combine is going to be, right? Now they're going to have some weird ass exercises and some weird ass drills. You know what I'm saying? I kind of banged on a couple of drills on Twitter. If you go follow me at You Know Me, B-I-G on Twitter. I don't know what the hell, what the purpose of the drill they was doing with offensive line was. They were like setting out, and then turn around and running.
Turn around, sprint, like, yeah.
Okay, so I had some I was banging on it a little bit, right? Basically, yeah, the circus music. Play that, please. But when it all boils down, Benny, right, if you can't play ball, that shit don't mean nothing, all right? I've been around a whole bunch of, I call them combine monsters, right?
Oh, my God.
When cats just be flat out, they murder the combine. You like, man, this dude's a freak athlete. Wow, it's amazing. Get out on the field, can't play no ball, right? You can't play no ball, that's all that matters, right? You can run fast as you want to run. You can do as many reps, 225 as you want. You can have the fastest L drill, the fastest pro shuttle. It don't matter. If you can't play ball on Sundays, Thursdays, and Mondays, Thank you, John Ross, right? If you can't play ball on Thursdays, Sundays, Saturdays, Monday, don't matter. Hell, they play ball on every night at this point in the NFL. You ain't going to survive in the NFL. It is what it is. So it's fascinating to watch. Fascinating to watch to see these young men, these athletes, crazy, put it on the line and put it on display for these scouts to check out. Hopefully one day I'll be sitting in Indianapolis, you know what I'm saying, with my little iPad, you know what I'm saying, for some respective team, checking out, yep. You know what I mean?
Yep.
What's going on? Cody, what's up, baby?
Yep, exactly. And I mean, listen, you heard reports about, like, you know, scouts from the Rams, the coaches from the Rams not showing up because, hell, they gave away all their picks to goddamn 2042 at this point. So some of that makes sense. And with certain players, like you know, like the upperclassmen, and you can attest to this because this is what happened to you. Your stock went up because of things like the Senior Bowl. It wasn't necessarily things about going to the combine. But like, look how many times I can jump on my right big toe. Like, that shit is not ultimately, like you said, if you can ball, you're going to get that call.
Playing ball, baby. You know what I'm saying? Playing ball. And they put a whole lot more onus on the practices, right? That's when they really learn players. And they really see what players can do. The combine is just, you know what I'm saying, for measurable. They're like, wow, this kid, he's fast, right? Good. Now we know he's really fast. Okay, cool. Right. So, I mean, it also shows you can perform under pressure, too. I get that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? But, again, if you can't play ball, baby, it ain't all that's for not.
Right, because ultimately the more the value from the combine is going to come from the coaches and the scouts and the front office people actually having the time to sit down with the player and interview the player. It's really better for getting in the mental space of, if I'm going to potentially give this kid a 3-4 year deal and a potentially an extension on that could equate to millions of dollars when you add it all up, am I going to trust this person with this business investment? Because that's what it is.
Yeah, I think it's exactly what it is. It's a job interview, right? Because a lot of people don't realize is that you take the Wonderlic test, right? You go through numerous medical examinations, and you go through interviews with teams that are interested in drafting you possibly, right? That don't matter. First through sixth round, it don't matter, right? They want to sit and talk with you, right? Again, Mitch, if you can't play ball, you can't play ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the difference between running around with pads on and running around with pads on with intent. You know what I'm saying? Like, running around with pads on to hit a man, get hit, receive a hit, give a blow, make moves, you know what I'm saying? Catch a ball, you know what I'm saying? Like, put your hands in a certain position. My best drill to come by, Tim, I'm probably the L drill in my pro shuttle. I'm quick as shit, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I can move laterally. That's one of the reasons why I stayed in the NFL for so long. Straight line speed don't really matter with offensive linemen. It's fascinating to watch. You know what I'm saying? Big motherfuckers run that fast. But pro shuttles and L drills, I remember a quick combine story just because it just happened, is that the New England Patriots, a scout for the New England Patriots was at my pro day at Southern Miss. We were running inside, so we were running on AstroTurf. And, like, I was running the L drill, and I ran a crazy time for offensive lineman. He was like, oh, no, you ain't touched that line. Oh, you talking about, well, I cussed his ass to hell. I was like, because I know I touched that line, right? I know I touched that line, you know what I'm saying? So, and I never forget, my dad was there, God rest Lee Bridges sober. He was laughing his ass off because he knew I touched the line. So he would have stopped me dead in my tracks if I was wrong. But he's like, everybody saw, because everybody was like, oh, that's bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody saw me touch that line. But I guess he just wanted to see how I was going to react. Look, man, I'm a man. We men. No matter. We men now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You ain't finna just be lying on me and think I'm finna just take this shit.
Right, so, right. Yeah. Like you said, that's kind of what it is. Like, yeah, the measurables are there, but also it's that test of how you act under pressure and the character things and shit like that.
Without a doubt.
Just for some stats of what happened on this year's combine, Kalen Barnes, a corner from Baylor, he clocked the top 40 time at a 4.23, as fast as hell. And then with the Hogs, the top 40 time was from the tackle, Dare Rosenthal, out of Kentucky. He ran a 4.88. Mm-hmm. And then just looking at the bench for all positions, that's typically a Hog. And it was Zion Johnson, guard out of Boston College. He put up 32 reps of the 225, baby. Mm-hmm. So, you know, does that shit matter? Yeah, but it's definitely not the end all be all. Because you could be the dog and pony show king when it comes time. You might be looking out there like a wounded mutt.
All right, so that's out there with your tail tucked between your legs. Right. Look, listen. So, and a shout out to the one kid, I forget what school he went to, but he's an outside linebacker and ran a 4.3. Like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is crazy. But, again, can't play ball. Here's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, Tariq Woolen actually had a good showing. This is a good story where it actually raises stock, because he went to UTSA. I mean, Texas San Antonio, they're not really playing anybody.
He ran a 4.2, right?
He ran a 4.26, and then he actually took first in the vertical. So he really was able to elevate his stock because for a school that just wasn't marquee. He tied. He got a 42 with Channing Tindall, linebacker out of Georgia, but still top of the board in both those categories. So there you go. I mean, listen, we all hope that all your dreams come true and all that. You got to show and prove. So that's some boring, but God damn it, we're not going to bury the lead any longer. Oh my God, the internet almost exploded, Dr. Bridges. So we got to get to it right now with some review reaction news. The QB carousel edition. That's right. Mr. Radges, a.k.a. Discount Double Vax.
He's a bad man.
A.k.a. Toe Throgan. He signs the four-year extension, possibly $200 million. He did not confirm or deny that. But JB, when you hear this, after all the shit that he talked about during the season, in the offseason of 2021 and throughout the season, is he most likely to play out this contract, demand a trade at some point, or retire during this four-year window? What do you think is going to happen now with the Radges?
I'm honestly thinking because he didn't start playing until 3 years after he got to Green Bay, right? Brett's still lingering around.
Yeah,
exactly. Something like that, right?
Full-time starter by 08.
Yep. Right, so, I mean, I think that he'll play most of the contract out. I think he wants to retire a Green Bay Packer. I don't think he wants to go anywhere else and play ball. That was why he decided to come back in the first place, right? And then I don't think he was going to get that type of money nowhere else, to be honest, right? But look at the options for them, right? What were they going to do? Break the bank or go crazy going to get Russell Wilson? You know what I'm saying? Bring Deshaun Watson in. All right, you know what I'm saying? They wasn't finna go get Carson Wentz. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk about that in a second with the Commanders. Commodores. What's that? Commanders. Yeah, okay. So.
Commodores.
Midnight Ship.
Shout out to Lionel
Richie. So you're 18. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right. So I think that, you know what I'm saying, he'll almost play it out, but he'll retire. If he don't play it out fully, he'll retire in the last year of the contract.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
But he wants to retire a pack. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I think he's good. Tim, you like that? You like that night shit, man? You know what I'm saying? That was a hit, though. The night shit was a hit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I think, honestly, that's my prediction. I think he does 3 of the 4 years, and then win, lose, or draw, he retires. You know what I mean? I think I don't see him playing out the full contract, because I don't think at that point he's not going to have the leverage to try to pull this shit again by 3 years down the line. You know, they franchise tag Davante Adams. You know what I mean? So at least they'll have him one more year. They'll see if they can work out a deal there.
Right.
But okay, Will, you say he's going to play out the contract?
Aaron.
Maybe.
Aaron. That's if you want all the bread, I guess. You know, that's the determining factor. Do you want all the bread?
Right.
Or do he want a half a loaf and let the rest of it mold? You know what I'm saying?
Right. And depending on how much of that's like incentive based, bonus of making the playoffs, making the NFC championship, all that shit. Because we know that's been kind of a struggle as of late.
Right.
But there you go. Aaron Rodgers. He did all the fucking posturing and fucking all the smoke screens and damn it, he's
politicking, right? He politicked his way into a $200 million contract. Shout out to AA Ron. Congratulations, buddy.
Well, speaking of someone who was probably kind of bitch moaning and complaining behind the scenes and finally got his way. Oh, it almost fucking took down the internet, JB. The Squawks. They trade Russell Wilson and a fourth rounder to the Broncos for Drew Lock, Noah Fant, the D lineman Harris, 2 first rounders, 22 and 23, 2 second rounders, 22 and 23, and then a 5th round pick. Ooh wee. What did you think about this, and what are your thoughts on him playing for the Broncos and how that's going into this season?
I think the Broncos just got instantly better, right? Like, instantly better, right? right. So, I think he got instantly. I mean, I think the Broncos got instantly better. Like that, they became a better football team.
Is that or two gloves?
Right.
So you know.
So two gloves would be the backup, right? And that's fine. I'm pretty sure two gloves. Like, yeah, shit, fuck it. I'm tired of getting hurt. It's like, I know a competitor in here wants to start. I get all that, but shit. I mean, some people that you bow down to, like, it's like, hey, Russ, all right, cool. Bring that food and let's get this thing going. But with the weapons that he got, I think this instantly got better. That defense, you know what I'm saying, is still, right, still. Yeah, he did. So that defense is still competitive, you know what I'm saying? I think they're going to be a big-time playoff team immediately, right off the bat, right? No hesitation. And that's why they went and got him. That's why they threw everything at them to get him, because they knew. And when he came in the door, they became a better football team. Literally, as soon as he signed that paper, as soon as the trade was finalized, they became a better football team. So, shout out to them, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to their front office, making moves, making big-time moves. They needed a quarterback. They needed somebody like a franchise quarterback. 81 still got piece of shit. Russ still got 5-6 good years left in him. So.
Yeah, and I think, honestly, when you look at the trade, I mean, I think giving up Noah Fant hurts a little bit, but the two guys they didn't have to give up, Jerry Jeudy and Patrick Surtain. They didn't have to give up either. And if they had to give up one of those guys, I think that would kind of
The thing about Fant is Fant's been hurt pretty much since he's been in the league, right? He's been pretty injury-riddled, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, getting rid of him didn't hurt that much. You know what I'm saying?
They'll address it in the draft and free agency. They'll be able to draft some O-linemen. Yeah. They'll get some hogs drafted. Right. They'll make a couple signings. So, they're right there in the mix. But, yeah, man, like he as Mitch said, I mean, he really kind of made that move from he had three teams in the NFC West making the playoffs, and mm-hmm. then you go to this division, and it's like three of those four teams are going to make the playoffs.
Right.
Chargers, Raiders, Chiefs, Broncos.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Three of the four. So... That's a lot of cooking there, Russ. You're gonna have to cook him a real fucking souffle to get through that division.
He don't mind shit. He played in Seattle, you know what I'm saying? So played Seattle for years, you know what I'm saying? The West, when the West was treacherous, you know what I'm saying? The West been treacherous for a long time, so
And fresh start, and I think he gets to open up a little bit with Nathaniel Hackett, someone more offensive minded that can get more out of him, and hopefully he's not getting power bombed every play like he was. Denver's O line still needs some work. It's kind of a lateral move in that department, but I think they're going to be better equipped to do that. So there you go. We're gonna see who really comes out on top of that trade. Oh, JB, you mentioned it. Oh, Carson Wentz, they gets dealt to the artist formerly known as the Washington football team, the Commanders, for 2 third-round picks. JB, did old Jimmy Ursay lose his patience, or was it the smart move to move on from old Carson?
He saw it writing on the wall, man. He just saw it. Like, Carson Wentz is never going to get any better than what they saw at his best there. Carson Wentz is never going to get any better than at his best that we've seen when he was a Philly. He's just not. Right, he's just not. He's not that guy. He's a little bit better at times than a game managing quarterback. Right, I'll take Kirk Cousins over Carson Wentz any day. Right, and y'all know how we feel about Kirk Cousins around here. Right, I'll take him over Carson Wentz any day. Right, so hey, here's what it is. I mean, in my opinion, I think that they settle for mediocrity. I think that, you know what I'm saying. Righteously, I think they should, if they was going to do some trading, they should have made a play to get Deshaun Watson, right? I'm pretty sure, you know, I understand with all the turmoil they got going on out there at all times, that maybe they just didn't want to touch him, you know what I'm saying,
they're probably not going to trade him in division either. Texas, right. Colts, they're probably not going to make deals.
Right. No, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the Commanders going after Deshaun. Going after Deshaun Watson. If they was going to do some trading, they should just went after Deshaun. Just bug the Texans, and you know, and then... But again, like I said, maybe they didn't want to do.
Oh no, Joe Theismann, Will. Oh, Alex Smith.
check
your fibula. Oh
no! Don't do that to him. But yeah, I think that's what I think. Shit. I just feel like they settled for mediocrity. Right? Whatever. He's a systematic quarterback. You know what I'm saying? So I want to say he won't lose games for you, but he will.
So in your mind, of the two teams, who truly, before, obviously we're recording this at the time, but who knows, the Colts could bust a move and get Mitch Trubisky. They could try to make a trade for Jimmy G. Hell, even mm-hmm. Mr. You Like That, they can make a trade if it's the right offer. Mm-hmm. But when you look at it now, who improves from this trade? Do you feel like Washington's really going to be able to get more out of him with a fresh start, or is the hallowed ground of FedEx Field going to snap all his bones and finish him off?
He already low key missed the glass out here. So I'm gonna say Indy won. Now they can go out and get the guy they really want. Frank Wright is a great offensive mind with that squad they got. Taylor in the backfield, a good offensive line. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, their defense is dynamic, flies around, hits, gets, they create turnovers. They can go out and get the guy they want now at quarterback. Even if they, you know what I'm saying, I don't know where they're at in the draft, but even if they slip and, you know what I'm saying, and sneak and get one of those quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying, that Frank Reich can groom. But I think they're going to make a play to get one of these veterans, right, to be honest. I mean, look, Deshaun Watson is just sitting there, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's just waiting on somebody to rescue his ass. I think Heinicke was good enough. I really do. And that's when that was my initial thought process. I'm like, damn, they did that. I thought that Heinicke was a guy that they could continue to develop into a good football player, nice and solid game manager, a little bit more than a game manager. He can run the ball when he needs to. Just surround him with more weapons. Just give him more weapons. All right? I think the kid would have been just fine, but then they went and got this clown. So, I mean, hey.
Now, look, taking a look at Wentz's 2021 season, he was 9-8 for the year, completion percentage 62.4, 35-63 on yards, 27 TDs, 7 picks. And that's the thing about it. You mentioned if they're going to make this trade, it's like firing a coach or a GM. If you're going to do it, you damn sure better have the next person in line, right, and hopefully better, and it better be somebody better than the person that you got rid of. So with what's happened in the market with Rodgers, with Wilson, the uncertainty with Watson, but he's definitely not going to go to the Colts. So you look at else who's out there, who are your other options in comparison to Wentz. Now, like you said, it could be more of a fit thing, and the Giants are sniffing around with Mitch Trubisky because obviously Brian Daboll. Trubisky is Josh Allen's backup in with the Bills, so that's probably what's going to happen. He'll probably go to the Giants just to continue to work with Daboll. But it's like, so then you look at the market. Who's truly available to be the adequate or hopefully better replacement for Wentz? Are they going to try to make a deal for Jimmy G? Kirk Cousins? Is that really improving what they had with Carson Wentz?
Rightfully, you know what I'm saying? That's a huge toss-up. And we don't, like, and honestly, when you talk about what's out there, like, it ain't a lot out there elite-wise, you know what I'm saying? You go quarterbacks, you got four, five, six.
Make that trade, who's next?
You got four, five, six elite quarterbacks out there right now, and the rest of them are running the mill, all right? Again, game managers are a little bit better than game managers. So I just think that they've decided to get rid of him, and I'm not going to say who's out there yet. I won't say. Because I don't know who they got their eye on. I say Deshaun Watson because he's in a fucked up situation and he don't want to be there. And eventually Texas is going to want to say, man, let's get this kid the fuck out of here and be done with him, right? Because that court shit ain't holding up no more. Nobody cares about that shit, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all done did what y'all need to do. Y'all smeared the man's name. But the kid ain't hurt. He ain't got no injuries. He can play ball right now. He can make your team better right now.
I don't see Pittsburgh taking him off culturally because of the way their organization is. You saw what happened with AB shit. It's not the same thing, but it's like when it's off the field distractions, the Steelers
once they get burnt, bro, they're not, I'm cool. We don't need that type of heat. So I just think that they felt like Carson Wentz was gonna end up becoming more of a problem than a solution, and they were like, you know what? Let's get this fool out of here right now.
More of a cut and ties thing. Okay.
Right.
Yep. Okay. Fun fact, JB. Check this out. I bookmarked a couple tweets on our Twitter at JB and Benny Blue. Colts week one starters QB by year. Check this out. 2016, Andrew Luck. 2017, Scott Tolzien, because Andrew Luck was hurt. 2018, Andrew Luck. 2019, Jacoby Brissett. 2020, Phillip Rivers. 2021, Carson Wentz. For six straight seasons, they've had or are going to have a new starting quarterback.
Right.
That's wild. And the rest, like you said, you mentioned the rest of the team, the rest of the roster on all three phases. They can't get that right.
Where's Jacoby Brissett at right now? I know he's not there.
I think he's in Miami, if I'm not mistaken. Back
up. Without a doubt. Yeah.
Yep. So there you go. Hey, I mean, Riverboat Ron, props to you. Maybe you can
return to
Carson to MVP level, or you know, at least good. But hey, we gonna see, baby. All right.
Better believe it.
So that's it for some review reaction news, NFL QB Carousel Edition. Please tap in with our sponsors. Valley Boy Association Clothing. Go to valleyboyassociation.com and use code PODCAST22 for 20% off your order at checkout. And again, shout out to the birthday boy. It's timtobuy.com. Get your new pre-owned vehicle Text review to 515-444-7003. And Tim's got you. And follow him at Tim Dubai on Instagram. Make sure to tap in with us at JB and Benny Blue on all social media. Tap in with our YouTube. We are dropping clips of our shows in case you miss it. And tap in with our TikTok, man. Same thing. We got the clips for you, baby. So again, we got all this good content for you. And if you miss the show live, don't even worry about it. We still got you in podcast form for now. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, 5-star rate, please. On Apple Podcasts, pow, pow, pow. All right, as we said, because we had the off week, we had plenty, oh shit, happen around the wide world of sports, and we need to get a perspective from Dr. Bridges that only he can provide in our patented segment, JB's You Win It or Not, pow, 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 a pow, pow, pow. All right. So, right off the bat, we talked about in our patent production meeting. Oh, the Bird Gang. They extend GM Steve Keim and coach Cliff Kingsbury, giving extensions through 2027. JB, are you with it or not, sir?
50-50. Steve, yes. Cliff, no. I just don't think that. I think Steve is progressing as a GM, and I think that he is. Of course, you know what I'm saying? You have to learn to be a general manager. Nobody comes in and just lights it up. But I think Steve's made progression in free agency. I think Steve's made progression in draft picks. I think that he's learning the tricks of the trade. And I think that, honestly, I think that the Rams have showed us the way, as I've said in previous podcasts, you know, saying after the Super Bowl, right before the Super Bowl, and after the Super Bowl, and JB and Benny Blue. I think Steve is making hay, right? He's making leeway. Cliff, I'm going to say this again. I don't have nothing against Cliff, right? I just don't think Cliff is the guy for our team, right? Our team lacks leadership. Right, it lacks leadership, and leadership starts at the head of the snake, the man that wears the headset, you know what I'm saying? The man that gives the speech before the game. That's where it comes from. And I don't think Cliff's that guy. And also, we got a young quarterback who needs guidance. He needs to be smacked around and made to understand that he has a greater responsibility as a leader of this team, and he needs to play better, right? He's so busy trying to get paid, and I don't knock people for trying to get paid. Yo, young man, get paid. But you got to have a leg to stand on. Right? Ain't nobody going to pay you just because you made the Pro Bowl twice and you was Rookie of the Year. Nobody care about that, right? We care about the last product you put on the football field. And the last product you put on the football field was not good enough for you to be making $40-plus million a year right now. I'm sorry. I don't care. Nobody say, Dez Bryant put some up to my some give count of $300 million. Boy, you stupid. Boy, you stupid. You stupid. And I understand what he was trying to say, you know what I'm saying, because Aaron Rodgers got 200, you know what I'm saying, but Aaron Rodgers got a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers done led his team to the playoff multiple times. Aaron Rodgers has been more of the reason why their team has won than their team has lost. So, hey, show and prove, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to show and prove. And that ain't got nothing to do with color, race, creed. It don't matter.
The results, baby.
Folks is making it happen, getting paid, right? So, Kyler right now ain't really making it happen. You know what I'm saying? He's had some sparks of greatness. He's had some flashes. But same time, consistency gets you paid, right? Greatness is birthed from consistency. If you can't be consistent, you'll never be great. So I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hopefully Cliff will grow up. I mean, he needs to grow up as a head coach, right? He needs to grow up. He needs to understand that you can't be part of one of the guys. You got to be the guy, right? You got to be the guy. You have to be the authority figure, the authority figure. You have to be that person. If you're not going to be that person, you're never going to be a good head coach. And that's on any level of football.
Exactly. And, you know, we talked about a couple episodes ago where, you know, the big issues that have been recurring in Cliff's tenure is what's happening to the Bird Gang in the second half of the regular season. They make the playoffs this year. So, yes, in many ways, they are making progress from where they were before they had Cliff. But ultimately, this is kind of a, like you were saying just now in our patent production meeting, it certainly can make sense and justify for Keim the way he's drafted and signed some folks. But it's a little suspect for Cliff, right? I mean, we're going in the 2022 year, so that is a big commitment considering where we would be at in that contract, right? Because, I mean, shit, you got to figure that's going to be – because that would require probably some at least substantial buyout if they were to say to hell with it after next year, right?
I mean, based
on that extension
– It's a big G behind that money, you know what I'm saying? Like,
ooh, wee.
Big Jesus. G behind that money. And I know, again, like we talked about Aaron Rodgers' contract, I know some incentives in that thing and so on and so forth. But, I mean, they done gave you a contract through 6 years. Man, yep. Which don't really mean shit, because they fire your ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. I turn a fire your ass, you know what I'm saying? They fire your ass never.
JB, speaking of that, from contract extensions to contract. Oh, man, they released Jordan Hicks, 116 tackles, 75 solo tackles, 7 tackles for losses, and 4 sacks last year. The move saved 6.5 on the cap. He had signed a 4-year, $34 million deal in 2019. That means he had one year left in the deal, which typically is when you see this happening, is when they have one year left, because they don't want to give an extension.
Your
favorite two words, cap-friendly. The Cardinals releasing Jordan Hicks, JB. Are you with it or not, sir?
Well, I mean, I'm with it if we replace him with somebody of even a better caliber, right? I mean, we know Bobby Wagner's out there. We know he got released by the Seahawks, and Bobby Wagner has been one of the most durable linebackers, one of the best linebackers in the league since he's touched the field. Right now, we can get Bobby Wagner. That'd be amazing. That would be great. But if not, who are we going to get? Right?
Right.
I mean, the cat that we drafted, I mean, this dude seemed to be dumb as a box of rocks. I mean, I don't know what his issue is, but hopefully they're not trying to force him into that position, because, I mean, we tried that last year, and he couldn't get his run fits down pat, right? Blowing coverages and all that stuff. So he wasn't playing at a high level. So, yeah, they cut him. I mean, that's just football. But at the same time, are we going to get somebody to replace him of equal or better caliber? So, you know, they know something. I love saying that. They know something. So they ain't just do it for no reason. They know something. So we'll see. We'll see in the days to come what's going to happen.
Yeah, because it kind of implies that the reason why they're doing it is because they're gonna kind of give Zaven Collins more responsibility, which sort of makes sense. But also, like you said, it means that they got some up their sleeve to try to get Bobby Wagner over there. Is that something that they're going to address in the draft? But you know, they took Zaven Collins first round, you know, last year. So it's like that's one of those things. It's like he's on the cheap, and if he's producing, then hey, they don't want to you know, pay out Jordan Hicks on another year when they probably aren't going to extend him after that. So right, he'll get a deal somewhere else. He'll definitely get picked up somewhere else, probably like on a 2-year.
Yep.
But how old is Bobby Wagner now? 33, 34, about my age, something like that.
Yeah,
maybe slightly younger. So mm-hmm. I mean, but his position though, he may have one good short contract left. So right. if they get him on a team friendly 2-year, that might be a good fit. You know, to actually bring him in, and the man can thump. They ain't no bout to doubt it on that one.
He's 31 years old.
31. Okay. Well, then, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you already know that magic 30 number. Once you cross mm-hmm. that threshold, unless you're a quarterback, ooh wee, that clock starts ticking. So I'm sure Bobby Wagner is going to get a deal somewhere.
Right.
All right, Dr. Bridges. This was a big one that came out right before all these, you know, crazy ass quarterback moves. Falcons receiver Calvin Ridley suspended for the entire 2022 season. As of now, I'm sure he's appealing it for alleged gambling on games. As most of the reviewers remember, he took off basically all of the 2021 season for mental health reasons, which, you know, shout out to you. You got to do what you got to do.
Right.
And apparently he might have been on like FanDuel or one of the betting apps that we can all access. And he bet he claimed $1,500 or so total. Now, apparently he already came clean with the league, and that he said that he, you know, was like betting on games when he wasn't playing. Doesn't sound like he was betting on Falcons games. He's just mm-hmm. betting on other games he was watching. But JB, Calvin really getting suspended for the entire season. Are you with it or not?
I think that's some bullshit, right? If you're not betting on games that you're playing in, then there should be no repercussion for you being able to do something that any and everybody can do. You're a grown man. This is professional sports. That's not the NCAA. The NCAA, of course, you know what I'm saying, you can't bet on any of your games. Like, you know, so that's just something they don't allow. But suspended for a whole season for doing something that millions of Americans do every Sunday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, don't matter. Right? So why is he getting suspended for betting on NFL games that he has nothing to do with? Nothing. Right? If he's not betting on Falcons games that he's playing in, that makes no sense to me. It makes absolutely no sense to me. He's betting on games that he has no control over. If he's betting on games he's playing and he's dropping balls, that's called point shaving, right? That's called point shaving. Point blank, period. Or lying about, yeah, you're right. You know what I'm saying? Like, who did that? Oh, yeah, he just got paid $200 million. But still, Come on, man. That's just dumb. That makes no sense. The punishment don't fit the quote-unquote crime at all.
Yeah, I think it's a solid example of the league, as they do, trying to make an example out of someone. Right. And to be fair, I mean, as you know from playing, I mean, and obviously that was different times because it wasn't nearly as legalized then as it is now. But they tell you flat out, like, do not gamble on games. So part of it is, I don't think he should have got suspended for the entire season. Hopefully, if he appeals it, he'll win. But I do think because they tell you flat out, do not bet on games, I do think he should get at least suspended for a few games for that.
No,
like a smooth 4-6.
Yeah, you know? I feel you. But honestly, like, you talk about betting being counter, it wasn't no betting back then, right? It wasn't no betting. It wasn't no betting on NFL. Betting on NFL games wasn't even legal.
Right.
Like, of course, you know, you had to go to Vegas to bet. You couldn't say, if you try to place a bet in certain states, that was illegal.
Right.
So, yeah, you can't bet on NFL games. I get it. You know what I'm saying? They frown upon that. But at the same time, like you said, he should have got reprimanded to a certain extent. But a whole season, that's some bullshit, man.
Right. Like, I mean, it's shit. If you're talking betting, you're talking money. So if you really NFL Goodell, Lord knows we cut promos on your ass so many times.
Yes, we do.
If you want to stop the players from doing this shit, because all this shit's getting legalized with FanDuel and DraftKings and all this shit, you need to hit players in the pockets. If that's how it's going to be, then they need to get cracked with a substantial fine. If we catch you gambling on games that could potentially, I'm not saying that this is the case, but that could potentially affect the integrity of the game or whatever, however you want to spin it, you got to hit cats over the head with a fine. Like, yo, if we catch you doing this, like, it's a half a mil. Like, if you want to gamble, then you're gambling with your check. Right?
Exactly. Got to hit them.
I think it's kind of weak for them to suspend him for the full year when Ray Rice got 2 games for giving his girlfriend the 2-piece and the biscuit in the elevator. I mean, a couple other cats got like 4 games for other domestic violence stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen Ross is out here having Wolf of Wall Street meetings on a yacht with Brian Flores trying to get them to tank. And they haven't done shit about that yet. And like Will said, they gave old Toe Throgan a little slap on the wrist. So punishment, yes. A whole year, I think that's weak. So we're on the same page with that. And then finally, JB, Coach K, Duke's Coach K, has his final home game in a loss to rival UNC 94-81. Coach K being the GOAT men's college basketball coach. Are you with it or not?
Yeah, he is. Just the respect that he has from his peers. Now, of course, we know the what's my man name is Georgetown.
John Thompson.
Yeah, the great John Thompson. Yeah. Bobby Knight. I mean, we can't forget about, you know what I'm saying, even though he was an asshole. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He got his players play some great inspired basketball for him for years, right?
Yep.
And then so many other coaches that have had great success. We're talking about the long tenured coach Krzyzewski Eskiweski, right? You gotta be kind of old to remember that commercial, right? But Coach K, right? The long tenured, right? Coach K. He is the GOAT when it comes to coaching college basketball. Point blank period. And then one of the things I saw on Twitter that was really dope, when Michael Jordan felt like he didn't want to deal with Duke anymore, Coach K wrote him a letter. It was like, hey.
I saw that from 1980.
Hey, we cool with you. We understand your decision. And we wish you the best, right? That's a goat wishing a goat the best, right? A big goat wishing a baby goat. Both of them has got a baby goat at the time, to be honest, in their respective, you know what I'm saying, careers. But, yeah, man, I ain't going to take it away from them. And, I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure everybody got an argument out there. Oh, so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so did so-and-so.
Yeah, John Wooden and Jim Boeheim.
Right, yeah, okay, yeah, we get it. But Coach K, right? You think college basketball, you think Coach K. Point blank.
I'm with it. You know, Coach K is the GOAT when all the pros want him to like coach, come up and coach him. Because like when he's like coaching like the Olympic team, like LeBron loves him. Yeah. Like all these cats that like never went to Duke, or obviously with LeBron's case came out of high school, it's like they all want to play for him. So it's like when you get the respect of the people that are at the top of the field,
that's right.
That definitely tells you something. So, man, that's it, Dr. Bridges. We've had a lot of shit happening, you know what I'm saying, in the headlines world. A lot of craziness happening in the world. So help the reviewers bring it all together with a little bit of woo. We need us, good sir.
Man, just in case you guys didn't know, COVID's been canceled all of a sudden. Out of nowhere. Right, but at the same time, man, I say the same thing all the time in this whole segment. Like, man, just treat people the way you want to be treated. Understand that we're all human beings. Understand that if you cut us, we all bleed red. All right? Understand that we all have feelings. We all have a heart, brain, lungs. You know, we're all people. We're human beings, right? So continue to treat people like human beings. Shout out to the good people of the Ukraine. And shame on you, Russia, for picking on Ukraine again. Now, notice I said again, you know what I'm saying? Like, they've been going through that shit for years. And Americans.
Jerry Jones out here slanging it. Ooh, wee.
Oh, Jerry Jones, the attorney said, I mean, look, hey, that thing gonna work. Look here, Will. That thing gonna work until you in the grave, all right? So, Jerry out here tricking off these hoes, you know what I'm saying? You better put a condom on that old shrivel up motherfucker. But, yeah, man. I mean, that's kind of where it's at, you know what I'm saying? Let's worry about and love and worry about what we got going on over here. Right, because we got our own problems. We ain't really got time to be sniffing around nobody else's
window. Gas is $10.50 a gallon. Right. Good God Almighty!
Oh yeah, and another thing, people out there, like, please stop trying to blame Joe Biden for gas prices. I was in LA
four years ago.
I was over there four years ago, Benny, when the gas was like damn near $7 a gallon. Right, I mean, the shit was crazy.
Yeah,
right?
people forget when I had that little spike.
Yeah, when I moved back over here, gas was damn near $4 a gallon. When I moved back over in 2018. Right? So come on, man. Relax with all the dumb shit. All right, let's focus on making us better. All right? Focus on making your kids better, man. Focus on making you a better you. All right? Other than that, man, we appreciate all the love, okay? Mm-hmm. All the love we get. Again, follow us at all social media platforms, at JB and Benny Blue. All right? That's all platforms. We got Instagram. We got Twitter. You know what I'm saying? We got Facebook. And we got Ticking and Talking. We Ticking and Talking now, baby. We are there. At JB and Benny Blue. So hit us up, man. Benny runs that TikTok page, so I'm pretty sure he'll follow you back. I don't even know how that shit works. Mm-hmm. But you want to rock? I just don't. And I don't care to. All right. So you want to rock with us, man. Catch past episodes. Catch us, you know what I'm saying, when we do live stream. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, man. Like, subscribe, share, YouTube, right? Go to our YouTube channel and love it, man. You know what I'm saying? Hop on there, man. Subscribe, man. Show us love. We do live stream out here in the desert, casualsports.com. Also, the Believe Podcast Network, and again, shout out to all our sister podcasts on the Believe Podcast Network. You got some great podcasts on there, man. Go check it out, man. Rock with us, man. You know what I'm saying? On Tuesday nights, every other Tuesday at this point, at the Burning Bridges Podcast, live streaming Tuesdays at 6:30 Pacific Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Catch us on Twitter, man, the AAT Sports _ and the AAT Birds. It's all about the Birds family. If you go to YouTube, you know what I'm saying, it's the all about, it's AAT Sports Network, okay?
Yes, indeed.
Check us out, man. Again, we appreciate y'all. Episode 215. All right?
Yes,
again,
indeed.
Benny, happy belated birthday.
Thank you, sir. All right?
Birthday passed. Tim, happy birthday.
Yes,
everybody indeed. Out there, happy birthday, right? Everybody out there, happy birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Beep, beep.
It's your birthday. Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
We appreciate y'all. Man. Love y'all. Man. This has been the JB and Benty Blue review. FYI.
Daylight savings. Just calling out, Will.
Sunday. Thanks, right. Will. So all those times I just named out were irrelevant as fuck. We appreciate that, Will.
Yeah, man. Listen, reviewers, we love you. Until next time, this has been The Review. As always, and we are out, baby. Peace. Bye-bye. Bam.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel. And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.